Shira Daf Sadi Vav Omid Aleph, and we're approximately, I would say, about 15 lines up from the top. The first word in the line is Elu, and the Gemara is trying to identify the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tanakama, who holds that Shabbos Zman Tefillin. You remember that there was one stage in the Gemara where the Gemara thought that the Tanakama holds that Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. But that would mean that he's violating Baal Tosef by wearing two pairs of Tefillin, even though it's not the Zman of Shabbos. Not the Zman of Tefillin. And the Gemara rejects that because the Gemara believes that if it's not Zman Tefillin, then how could you violate Baal Tosef Shelo Bizmana? And the Gemara also raises another question about how you could sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara says, if there's a problem Baal Tosef, if Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin, then even one pair of Tefillin would be a problem Baal Tosef. So anyway, the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara suggests that according to the Tanakama, which is Rabbi Meir, because Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, we're holding that Shabbos is in fact Zman Tefillin. And if Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, the Gemara is now investigating the possibility that we could find and identify which Tana in which context holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So the Gemara says, Elahai Tana. This Sanya we learned in a Braisa, Haneir Balaila. If a person is not going to sleep at night, and since he's going to stay awake, we have no chashash of what we call Shema Yafiach, he might pass air and violate the Kedushas Tefillin. Is therefore, according to Rabbi Nosson, who's the Tanakama of this Braisa, Rotza Choletz, Rotza Meniach. He has two choices. He can either take off his Tefillin at night, or he can decide to continue to wear his Tefillin at night. And it sounds like he's even allowed to place his Tefillin deliberately on his head and his arm at night. And this is not called Baal Tosef. Apparently, Rabbi Nosson holds that Laila Zman Tefillin. And the Gemara is going to make an equation that if Laila Zman Tefillin, then Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. We'll see about that in a minute. But the Braisa now quotes a dissenting view, and that is Yonason HaKitoni, which is an interesting name. The Piski Harid has a slightly different gear, so it's Yonason HaKitroni, and Kitron is the name of a place in Sefer Shoftim. The Gemara Megillah actually tells us where this Kitron is. Anyway, this Yonason says that Ein Menichin Tefila B'Laila, which means that Laila ain't no Zman Tefillin. And therefore, if you wear Tefillin at night, then you will violate an Isur. And first and foremost, we said, if you recall, that the Isur of wearing Tefillin at night, according to that Mandiyoma, which was Rabbi Yossi Aglil, is derived from V'shamarta Sachuka Zos Mi Yomim, Yomim Velo Lelos, and that generates an Iser essay which reflects the Shita Rabbi Lozo that he shomer the essay, and it's also an Iser Lav according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that whenever it says in the Poski Shomer, that's called a Lav, even if it's Shomer on an essay. And in addition, if he wears Tefillin at night according to Yonason and he has Kavanah L'shem Mitzvah, he also violates the Isur Baal Tosef. So wearing Tefillin at night, according to Yonason, is not a very good idea. It's minimally a violation of Baal Tosef. Maximum, it might be a violation of Shmartim Asachuka Hazos Miyomim, which is either an Isur Essay, according to Rabbi Elazar, or according to Rabbi Yochanan, Isur Lav. And if, on the other hand, let's say we put on his Tefillin at night and he doesn't have Kavanah L'shem Mitzvah, then perhaps he would violate Ushmarta, Esachukazos miyomim, but he would not violate Baltosiv, because again, as we said many times, that if it's shalo bismana mitzvah, then you would not violate Baltosiv in the absence of kavana l'shem mitzvah. In any event, according to Yonasan, he's got to take his tefillin off at night, and there's going to be a machlokas tanoim in Masechta Menachos exactly what's considered nightfall as far as this requirement of taking off his tefillin. So we have now a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Nosson and Yonasan Akitoni, or as the Tosfos read, called Hakitroni, as to whether Laila is man tefillin or not. Rabbi Nosson says, fine, you want to wear your tefillin at night, go ahead and do so, as long as you're not sleeping in the tefillin and there's no chashash miyafiach b'tefillin. And Yonasan says, don't even dream of wearing your tefillin at night because of the various isurim that you will violate. And the Gemara says that the machlokas here between Rabbi Nosson and Yonasan Akitoni revolves around the question of whether there's a mitzvah of tefillin at night. So the Gemara now says that let's analyze Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson holds that there is a mitzvah of tefillin at night. Midolayla litana kama, meaning according to Rabbi Nosson, zman tefillin is Shabbos nami zman tefillin. And the reason for this is because Rabbi Yossi Aglili, back earlier in the Amud, had derived from the pasuk Shmaitan Sachuka Zos miyamim two miyutim, because chukah refers to tefillin, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And yomim excludes laila, and miyomim, the extra mem, is excluding Shabbos and yontif. And therefore, if Rabbi Nosson, the Tanakhama, this braisa, says that tefillin balayla is a mitzvah, it means he's darshaning that chukah is not, as Rabbi Yossi Aglili would insist, referring to tefillin with a double miyutim of laila and Shabbos, but rather chukah refers to Korban Pesach, as Rabbi Akiva would have. And therefore, there's a package deal here. If you have two miyutim, and chukah refers to tefillin, then you exclude both Laila and Shabbos. If you don't have those two miyutim, because chukah refers to Pesach and not to tefillin, then both Laila and Shabbos are included in the Zman Mitzvah of tefillin. It's Haba Atalia, it's a package deal. And if Rabbi Nosson in this Braisa maintains that you wear tefillin at night, therefore, rejecting the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he also would have tefillin on Shabbos. And therefore, we now have identified the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, who maintains that Shabbos is man tefillin, and that's why he violates Baltosif if he wears two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. And this is going to be Rabbi Nosson, who does not accept the drasha and the miut of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, neither to exclude Laila nor to exclude Shabbos. So Gemara rejects Stilma, Svirale. Perhaps Rabbi Nosson holds that Laila loves Mantfilin, but Shabbos, excuse me, that Laila is Mantfilin, but Shabbos is loves Mantfilin. Now, wait a second. It's a package deal. If Laila is Mantfilin, then he doesn't accept the drasha and the miut of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What would now be the basis to exclude Shabbos? You don't have that miut because chukah is referring to Pesach, as Rabbi Akiva would have it, and not to tefillin, as Rabbi Yossi Aglili would have it. And the answer is, Doshamina Leila Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Omar Laila loves Laila's Mantfilin, who, right? He doesn't have the miut of chukah of yomim, because that pasuk is excluding Karban Pesach, has nothing to do with tefillin. Is Shabbos, nevertheless, the same Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos lav zman tefillin, and that was the brice that we studied yesterday, that Rabbi Akiva omer yochol yaniach tefillin b'Shabbos v'yontif tamen lomar v'hoylecholi os, Misha tzrichem os yotzu elu she'en gufan os. That Shabbos is excluded from tefillin because in itself it's an os that has no impact on Lila. The only way of excluding tefillin for Lila is through the miut of Yomim, but that pasuk is not referring to tefillin according to Rabbi Akiva, but rather to Karban Pesach. But nevertheless, he excludes Lila from tefillin because of a different reason entirely, and that's because Shabbos is called an os, and tefillin, the Torah says, Hayilcha li'os al yadecha. There's no need for the os of tefillin when you have the os of Shabbos, hagufan os. So we still have now failed to identify the Tana that would hold that Shabbos is man tefillin. We're either going to exclude Shabbos under the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, mi yomim velo kol yomim, or we're going to exclude Shabbos under the logic of Rabbi Akiva, that Shabbos itself is an os, and therefore there's no tefillin os. Who then would be the Tana that would hold that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin? Who is the author, the anonymous, faceless Tanakhama of our Mishnah? Elahai Tana, now we're going to quote another Braisa to try to find and identify that Tana that holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Now, Rabosa, before we go on to the next Braisa, I just want to point out to you a very important Tosus. We had the Drosha of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Yomim Velo Kol Yomim, Prat L'Shabosos V'Yontif. So if you take a look at the top Tosfos on Daf Tzadivav, our Daf, on the second line, he writes, Ulechora, Ein lo niach tefillin b'chol amoed. Now, I skipped one important line here because if we have the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, then the drasha says v'lo kol yomim to the exclusion of Shabbos and Yontif, and the assumption would be that the exclusion of Shabbos and Yontif means the exclusion of those days that are clearly endowed with what we call Kedusha Sayyom. And both Shabbos and Yontif are endowed with Kedusha Sayyom. Chol HaMoed Kishmo is Chol. It's not endowed with Kedusha Sayyom. It cannot be classified and defined as Shabbos and Yontif. And if the mute of Rabbi Yossi Aglili is Mi Yomim V'lo kol yom in prat l'shabosos v'yontif, then you might assume that tefillin on Chol HaMoed would be a requirement because it's not excluded by Rabbi Yossi Aglili under the word miyomim. However, Tosus thinks that the final conclusion that's accepted by Niskemara is that Shabbos is excluded not because of the drasha of miyomim, but as Rabbi Akiva would have it, the chukah of miyomim is referring to Korban Pesach, not to tefillin, but because the Torah says v'hayilcha li'os al yodecha, and yotzu Shabbos v'yom tovim shehem atzmon os, shehem gufan os. And now, if we accept that the reason why tefillin is excluded on Shabbos and Yontif is because of os, Tosus says, therefore, nire l'chora, she'ein lo niach tefillin b'chol HaMoed. Because Chol HaMoed doesn't need an additional os of tefillin, because in it itself is an os. Now, Tosus thinks that os means Isur Malach, and therefore we can expand the scope to include not only Shabbos V'yontif, but we can grant membership to Chol HaMoed as well. The Asur B'Malacha, Chol HaMoed is also Asur B'Malacha, B'Davar She'eno Avud. In other words, the only heta that we're going to have to do Malacha right now is a Davar Avud. But if it's not a Davar Avud, then there's an Isur Malacha on Chol HaMoed. And V'Yodin, furthermore, I'll give you another reason why Chol HaMoed is classified as an Os. The Chayav B'Sukkah B'Chag, for 7 days of Sukkahs, you're obligated to eat in the Sukkah. You're not allowed to eat outside the Sukkah. That includes Chol HaMoed as well. U'B'Pesach Asur B'Achilas Chametz. Pesach, all 7 days, generated Isur Chametz, including Chol HaMoed. So we see that Chol HaMoed has, number one, an Isur Malach B'Davar She'eino Avud. Number two, it has a Chiv Mitzvah of the Chag, of the Moed. And therefore, in that sense, it's called an Os. And therefore, there's no need for tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'chein pasku ba'lochos gedolos. The Bahag paskins like that. Now, the balance of Tosfos is going to quote a Yerushalmi that seems to indicate that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But let's go step by step. Right now, we have Tosfos' Shita, and this is the Shita actually of many, many Rishonim, most Rishonim, that Chol HaMoed does not have tefillin. It's called an os. And the Achronim think that this should really depend upon a fundamental machlokas in Masechet Chagiga about whether Isur Malach on Chol HaMoed is Doraisa or Drabbanon. And again, most Rishonim hold that the Isur Malach on Chol HaMoed is Doraisa. Again, the Chachamim were given authority to define the parameters of the Isur Malach on Chol HaMoed, when it's also when it's mutter, but whenever it's also midaraisa. And once you have an isa malacha doraisa on Chol HaMoed, that makes it into an os. And therefore, Tosfos makes sense when he says, ein lo niach tefillin b'Chol HaMoed, because eino tzarech os. Chol HaMoed is in itself an os, it doesn't need an os. Now, what I'd like to share with you is a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to claim that he found a Rashi that holds that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That Rashi, in fact, wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And this is a Rashi in Masechtas Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav. And we're going to discuss for a few minutes this Braisa quoted in Masechtas Sukkah. The Braisa quotes a machlokas between an unnamed Tanakama, an anonymous Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda. And the question is, what bracha, or how many brachas do you recite in a case where you're about to fulfill multiple mitzvahs? You have multiple mitzvahs in front of you. Is Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Ha'yulafana of mitzvahs harbe, Omer, he should recite, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam asher kidshanu mitzvasav v'tzivanu al ha-mitzvos. He doesn't specify the name of each mitzvah. He makes a general, generic bracha al ha-mitzvos, and with that one single bracha, he goes ahead and he fulfills multiple mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Mevarach al kol achas v'achas. He will pick up each mitzvah individually and recite its appropriate bracha. So Rashi, and the Dibra Maskel there in Sukkah, is Mitzvos Harbe. Rashi says, Kigon, what's Mitzvos Harbe? He's got many mitzvahs in front of him. Litol Lulav, Leshev B'Sukkah, Laniach Tfilin, Lis'atev B'Tzitzis. Now, Rabbi Kivega says, what's laniach tefillin? It can't be that he's talking about yontiv. No one holds that you wear tefillin on yontiv. Yontiv is excluded from tefillin, either because of miyamim velo kol yomim, or because it's an os. He must be talking, Rashi, if he's obligating you in netilas lulav and yeshiva besukah on Chol HaMoed. And you see that Rashi says laniach tefillin. Again, he has a fourth mitzvah satay betzitzis. That's irrelevant. That could be even on yontiv. But to make a bracha and fulfill the mitzvah of laniach tefillin, hayu lefanav mitzvahs harbe, He can't be talking about Yontif, because there's no laniach tefillin on Yontif, there ain't no such thing. He must be talking about Chol HaMoed. As we see from this Rashi, says Rabbi Kivega, brilliant chiddush of Rabbi Kivega, that Rashi held that you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So I don't know if any of you gentlemen, hopefully not in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Lartz, you know, when you were living in Chutz Lartz, you might have worn tefillin on Chol HaMoed. I remember I was once in North Miami Beach on Pesach, and I was there for the whole Chag. And in the Young Israel of North Miami Beach, the takana is that unless you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you can't daven as the shatz. By the way, I'll have you know that most of the people in the audience were not wearing tefillin. So in order to qualify for your candidacy to be a Shliach Tzibur on Chol HaMoed in Young Israel of North Miami Beach, you had to wear tefillin. But in any event, we see that Rashi wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Maybe that's the example Rashi gives. We have four mitzvahs to fulfill simultaneously. The Tanakhama, the Braisa says, you make a bracha, Asher Kitshon Mitzvot Tzivanu, Al HaMitzvot. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivega, brilliant Shuvah of Rabbi Kivega. So you know that a little bit after Rabbi Kivega, but more or less a contemporary, was the Shagas Aryeh, and he wrote another work, which is a little bit less famous, called the Turei Evan. It's a fantastic work on Moadim, and in Masechta Chagig on Daf Yud Ches, he proves that according to Rashi, Chol HaMoed is potter from tefillin. Because Rashi there holds that the Isur Molocha on Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, and Chol HaMoed has Kedushas Yontif. Therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh in his Turei Evan on Chagig Yuches, Rashi would hold that insofar as Yontif is an Os, because it's also the Molochim of the Raisa, so too Chol HaMoed is an Os, because the Isur Molocha on Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, that's Rashi Shita there in Chagig, and hence there will be no tefillin in Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed itself is an Os. So we now have a stira in Rashi. Rabbi Kivega proves from Rashi in Masechta Sukkah Mem Vav that Rashi has the mitzvah tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Turei Evan proves from Rashi in Masechta Chagig Yud Ches that Rashi holds there's no tefillin on Chol HaMoed because Chol HaMoed is an Os. We have a stira as to what Rashi holds about Chol HaMoed in terms of tefillin. Now, in the area called Galicia, that's on my mother's Yichud side, there was a town called Berzhan, not related to me. My name comes from Lithuania. But in any event, I'm a Galician on my mother's side. And Rav Sholem, who wrote a number of works, one of them was called the Das Torah on Shulchan Aruch Chaim, he was called the Berzhan Rav, and he says that there's no contradiction between the two Rashis. Fascinating. He says that according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah here in Masechta Erevin, Shabbos and Yontif are considered Zman Tefillin. Again, we're working very hard to figure out who would hold like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, and eventually we'll see that our Gemara is going to oblige, but at the end of the day, the Maskona is going to be that's Rabbi Meir, and Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. Now the Bryson Sukkah quotes the Tanakhama as saying, Hoyu Lefana of Mitzvahs Harbeh, is Omer Baruch Ato Hashem, etc. Vitzivar Ala Mitzvahs. And Rashi quotes Tefillin as one of the mitzvahs that's Lefana. The Tanakhama of that Braisa, says the Berzhan Rav, is none other than Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir in our Sugyan Erevin holds that Shabbos man tefillin. So there's no reason or there's no compunction to accept Rabbi Kivega's conclusion that Rashi is talking about Chol HaMoed. Rashi, in fact, might be talking about Yontif itself. And there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Yontif because that braisa reflects the shita of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds that Shabbos man tefillin. Memela, Rashi himself paskins that Shabbos loves man tefillin. And Chol HaMoed insofar as it has a kedushas yontif because it's aser v'malacha midoraisa, Rashi would hold that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because hu atzmo os, and it's no different than Shabbos and yontif itself. It has kedushas yontif because again the iser malacha according to Rashi is doraisa, and the Turi Evin is 100% correct that Rashi would not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rashi gives the example of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or tefillin on Yotif, says the Rishana Rav, because he's reflecting the Tanakhama that Brisa, which is none other than Rabbi Meir. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Nedarim, on Daf Yud Aleph, that whenever you see a Tana that's not identified, an anonymous Tana, and he argues in the Mishnah or the Brisa with Rabbi Yehuda, then you have to assume that that anonymous Tana is Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is the plukta of Rabbi Yehuda. So whenever you see Rabbi Yehuda and a bar plukta who's unidentified, you should know it's Rabbi Meir. That's the Gemara Nedarim. So therefore, the Deya that rejects Rabbi Yehuda in this price, Rabbi Yehuda says that on each mitzvah you make its own bracha, and the Tanakhama argues against Rabbi Yehuda and says you make one bracha on mitzvahs for all four mitzvahs, or whatever number of mitzvahs there are, that is none other than Rabbi Meir. And our sugya identifies Rabbi Meir as the Tana who holds that Shabbos Zman Tefillin. So Rashi has the right and even the obligation to interpret the Braisa, the Tanakhama, that Braisa in Sukkah, as holding that there is Tefillin, not only on Chol HaMoed, but even on Yontif itself, because that Tana is none other than Rabbi Meir. Therefore, says the Bereshana Rav, there's no contradiction between the two Rashis, because Rashi Lamaskona Lalocha would paskin that we don't wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed like most Rishonim. And the reason for that is because Rashi holds that the Isra Malocha on Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, and therefore it has the same Kedusha as Yontif. And it's an Oz. And you don't wear tefillin on a day of an Oz. And that's going to be Rashi Shita Lalocha, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, as one of the brachos, that one of the mitzvahs that he's fulfilling, he's on Yontif, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. That's not Chol HaMoed. That's because Rashi is reflecting and interpreting the sheet of Rabbi Meir that Shabbos man tefillinu. And therefore, tefillin is certainly one of the candidates for that brach. Now, I just want to point out to you that there are many Rishonim who hold that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tosus himself seems to vacillate back and forth because first he assumes that tefillin for two reasons is called an os. I'm sorry, Chol HaMoed is for two reasons called an os. Number one, because of the Isa Malach and Dover Sheinu Oved. Number two, because of the mitzvahs of Yontif, whether it's Sukkah or Chometz. And he quotes the Baha. But then he quotes the Yerushalmi. And for the Yishalmi, mashma the tzorach laniyach. And that's the balance of this Tosus. So we're not sure about Shitas HaTosus, but I can guarantee you that there are Rishonim who paskin that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. I'll tell you what bothers me. The Zohar is always, always quoted, and the Beis Yosef makes a big deal about the Zohar, that chas v'sholom to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Zohar goes into various punishments that you're going to suffer if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now, so many Rishonim hold that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. In fact, the Ramah paskins l'alocha that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And that's the minhag of the young Israel of North Miami Beach. But anyway, I'm not bringing that as a total raya, but I'm just saying, tefillin on Chol HaMoed, basically the Yekis wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the real Litvaks. I mean, I'm talking the old-time Litvaks will wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And basically anyone who owes allegiance to the Ramah, which is most of Ashkenaz, they will wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, based on the Zohar, as we said before, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Don't even dream about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed here in Eretz Yisrael. They'll push and choke you with the tefillin if you do so. But in Chutz La'aretz, based on many Rishonim and the Ramah's Psak, we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah says even with a brach. Again, he wants you to make the brach in a low voice, but you wear tefillin. I assume, although I don't remember, that for Musaf you take off your tefillin like Rosh Chodesh. Can anybody confirm that? Yeah. That's I think what you do. Now, the Zohar is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and he comes out so stark against wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You know, how do you square that with all the Rishonim and the Ramah's Psak that we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? It's like very bothersome. Now again, you might argue historically that the Rishonim didn't have access to the Zohar. I'm not entering into the history. I mean, Sammy, you'll work that out for me because I know you're a historian. But I'm leaving that out. I'm just on a halachic level. How can you have such an extreme where Rav Shimon Bar Yochai comes to the conclusion that heaven forbid I'll be Kabbalah? It's like the worst thing in the world is to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And how do you square that, if you can, Bichlal, with the host of Rishonim that hold that there is tefillin on Chol HaMoed and the Ramah's Psak? Again, the Ramah is not coming from nowhere here in his Psak of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So I want to share with you a very fascinating insight of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, of course, was the Sokach of a Rebbe. And early in his magnum opus, in his Tshuvas, right there in Orach Chaim, he discusses this Zohar. And he claims that until the Zohar was revealed, the minhag was to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That was the accepted minhag. Once the Zohar became accessible, let's say 5 centuries ago, 6 centuries, whenever it was, then the minhag changed. Not all over, obviously not amongst Ashkenazim. When I say Ashkenazim, I mean from Ashkenaz or from Litha, which was the Ashkenazic minhag. But up until the Zohar, this was common practice, to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now, if we assume that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar represents one school of thought, that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but rather, as the Avnei Nezer would have it, everybody wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed before the Zohar, which means that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is really a Das Yochid. And basically the Chachamim rejected that opinion, then how could Rav Shimon Bar Yochai be so machmir in this punishment for wearing tefillin Chol HaMoed when he represents a Das Yochid? And the Chachamim, and that was the minhag up until the Zohar, insisted that you wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. So the Avnei Nezer says the following. He says that when it says Yatsu Elu Shehem Gufan Os, these, let's call it Shabbos and Yontif, are called Gufan Os, says the Avnei Nezer, I'll tell you what it's all about. A brilliant chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. Os is defined in the Torah by Osi Beini Ubeinechem, which means that this is a mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael as a havdalah, so to speak, to separate them from the nations of the world. So, for example, Shabbos and Yontif, if a guy decides that he wants to observe the seventh day of the week as Shabbos or a Yontif as a Yontif, is that's not good at all. He's chayv, misa b'day shamayim, whatever he's chayv. So these are the days of the year which are os b'ni u'b'nechem, which are mavdilim between b'nei Yisrael and the umas ha'ol. That kind of mitzvah, which is given exclusively to the Jewish nation, and the other nations are totally excluded, that qualifies as an os. Okay. Now, the Avnei Nezer has a sugya in Masechta Krisus on Daf Tes. And the sugya addresses the question of a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav belongs to the Umas HaOlam. He's not a Ger Tzedek. He has not undergone full-fledged Gerus. He has Gerus for the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noah. And the Gemara in Krisus quotes a machlokes about a ger toshav as far as Shabbos and Yontif is concerned. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is of the opinion that ger toshav asur lo lishbos. He's not allowed to be shoves, not on Shabbos, not on Yontif, and not even on Chol HaMoed. However, although that's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's opinion, the dissenting view says that a Ger Toshav is allowed to be Shoves on Chol HaMoed. He's not allowed to be Shoves on Shabbos and Yontif, but he's allowed on Chol HaMoed. Says the Avnei Nezer, what's the status of Chol HaMoed? Is it an os or is it not an os? And it depends on the machlokus between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and those who disagree with him with regard to a Ger Toshav. If you hold like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that a Ger Toshav is enjoined from observing not only Shabbos and Yontif, but even Chol HaMoed, that means that Chol HaMoed is an os, because that indicates the difference between Bnei Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam. Osi Beini or Beinechem. But if you hold like the other Shita that disagrees with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and would not generate an Iser on Chol HaMoed with regard to a Ger Toshav, then Shvisa on Chol HaMoed is not an os. So the Nafkamina now is not a, how shall I say, a minute or a limited Nafkamina as to whether or not a Ger Tosh is allowed to be Shoves on Chol HaMoed. It's a much more far-reaching Machlokes, because it's going to impact on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Does Tefillin on Chol HaMoed have the status of an os? And the answer of the Avnei Nezer is that it depends on the machlokes of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and those anonymous shitos who reject Reb Shimon Bar Yochai with regard to Ger Toshav. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who holds that a Ger Toshav is enjoined from desisting from Halacha on Chol HaMoed, because he holds that Chol HaMoed is an os, and the Ger Toshav, with all due respect, he's not a Ger. He still belongs to the Umas HaOlam. He's not in the Kaddish B'Kedushas Yisrael, and therefore he's enjoined from resting, in quotation marks, on Chol HaMoed. That makes Chol HaMoed an os. If you disagree with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, then you hold that a Ger Toshav is permitted to observe Chol HaMoed, and therefore it doesn't make it unique and limited to Klal Yisrael. It's no longer an os. Says the Avnei Nezer, in the machlokes between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the other dissenters regarding the status of a Ger Toshav vis-a-vis Tefillin, we paskin like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which means that a Ger Toshav is enjoined from not only observing Shabbos and Yontif, but also from observing Chol HaMoed. Is Memela we're going to paskin that Chol HaMoed is an os? Because those, like the Ger Toshav, who are not representative of Bnei Yisrael with Kedushas Yisrael, they're excluded from Chol HaMoed. And a Ger Toshav, therefore, is not allowed to observe Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed now is upgraded to the status of an os. And Memela, we begin to understand that once the Zohar paskind that you cannot wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that really is a reflection of his shita, Reb Shem Bar Yochai, that Chol HaMoed is an os, and that a Ger Toshav is enjoined from observing Chol HaMoed, and now it becomes Osi Beini Ubeinecheh. So on the one hand, the Rishonim, before the Zohar was published, they didn't realize that we had a clear-cut psak as far as Ger Toshav is concerned in the Sugin Krisus in favor of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai published the Zohar, so to speak, I don't mean that literally, but when the Zohar became accessible, we began to understand that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is absolutely opposed to wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed because Chol HaMoed itself is an os. And that's because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's shita in Ger Toshav in the Sugin Krisus. And we're going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that a Ger Toshav is enjoined from observing Chol HaMoed, which upgrades Chol HaMoed to the status of an os, and therefore there's no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah, on the other hand, I'm not exactly sure if he had access to the Zohar. He probably did not, but let's assume he did. If you want to insist on that, you have to. For that, I need Sammy's help. But whatever it is, the Ramah paskin that since the minig before the Zohar was that we wear tefillin on Chol, we're going to continue that. You know, minig avosenu biyodeinu. We continue our old minig of our forefathers, as it was common and almost unanimous before the Zohar. And we're going to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. We're going to even make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And we're oblivious to the discussion about the Ger Toshav vis-a-vis Chol HaMoed. And we're going to assume that Chol HaMoed is not an os. And why is it not an os? Well, number one, it's not an os because Iser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is not Doraisa. And number two, even if Iser Malacha on Chol HaMoed would be Doraisa, but that's only in a Dover Sheino Avud. And a Dover Avud is Mutter. So we see that it's basically a chol and not a moed, and it's not an os. And we're going to wear tefillin. Is if you open up to Aruch Chaim Simon Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber writes that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on chol moed, because they're also considered an os. And that again reflects the shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is not a das yochid, because it's based on the machlokas back in Krisus between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his Bar Plukto. The Ramah says, Noagim b'chol glilos elu levarech aleha. You know, lanicham u levarech aleha. And this is really, really a fascinating discussion. Okay, let's get back to our sugya. So the Gemara says, Ella, hi, Tana. If you're looking for the Tana who holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, I'll find it in the following Braisa. The Braisa says that Michal Bas Kushi is a reference to Shaul, whose father's name was Kush, Shaul ben Kush, and Michal, his daughter, who was married to David, Hoysa Manachas Tefillin, Velo Michu Bar Chachom. Now, L'chora, the Gemara assumes that she is adding a mitzvah to the Torah because tefillin is a mitzvah, say, shazman groma. And how could it be possible that the Chachamim let her get away with this? Unless you would assume that tefillin is a mitzvah, say, shalo azman groma, which means that even Shabbos and Laila are included in tefillin. So tefillin is like Makeh or Shabbos Aveda. This is a 24/7 mitzvah that includes Shabbos and Laila. And that's why lo michu ba chachamim. Furthermore, the Braisa tells us that Ishto shel Yonah, Yonah ben Amittai, who was a Navi, Haisa Ola Regel, she would come an aliyah to Regel, v'lo michu ba chachamim. Once again, we have a case where it l'chor is a mitzvah seishas man groma, and yet, despite the p'tur of Noshim, she came for aliyah to Regel, the chachamim had no objection. So that's the end of the Brice. So the Gemara is medayek, mi delo michu ba chachamim. We're talking about Michal now. We'll get to Eishes Yonah later, but Michal got away with it. Alma kasavri, it must be that the chachamim of this Brisa hold that mitzvah seishalo is man groma. That this mitzvah is not time-bound. There's no time period that's excluded from the mitzvah. He. And this mitzvah is no heges b'chol eisu b'chol zman, whether it's Lilo, whether it's Shabbos. Because again, if it would be excluded on any of these time periods, like for example Shabbos, then there would be a zman kavul of mitzvah, and that would make it into a mitzvah seishas man groma noshim p'turos. And the chacham should have been makbid, and they should have objected to her wearing tefillin, because by wearing tefillin, it seems like she's adding to the mitzvah of Torah. And if she's not obligated in the mitzvah, then we have to make a big protest here. And, you know, black tefillin counts, right? So we have to object because she's wearing tefillin when she's not supposed to be wearing tefillin. The answer is no, that women are included in the mitzvah of tefillin. And that makes it a mitzvah say shelo azman groma, which means that the mitzvah includes Shabbos as well, and that justifies why the Chachamim did not object to Michal. So the Gemara rejects it and says Dilma Savrale. Here we're turning to Daf Tzadi Vavon Beis Kirab Yosi Di Omar Noshim Somchos Rishus. And this is a sugya that we'll get to Emir Tzashem later on. And that is, the Pasuk says at the beginning of Sefer Yikra, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the people of Israel, Bnei Yisrael. And the Torah then obligates us in Smicha ala Karbonos. So when the Baal Karbon brings his Karbon, he has to lay his two hands on the Karbon, on the animal, the head of the animal, while it's alive, and lean on the animal, b'chol kocho, b'shteyod b'chol kocho, and he recites vidui on his sins at the time of smicha. And all this is codified in the Rambam Maisa Karbonis Per Gimel. And the Torah says, daber al b'nei Yisrael, before the mitzvah of smicha, which is given in the same beginning context of the beginning of Vayikra. So we have a principle that Bnei Yisrael somchim v'lo bnos Yisrael. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, and he says, no, she's allowed to be somech on the karbon, and she doesn't violate any sort of an isur of doing an avodah b'karbonos that she's not fulfilling. She's fulfilling this smicha b'karbon, even though she's certainly potter from the mitzvah of smicha, because the Torah says, daber Bnei Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael somchim v'lo bnos Yisrael. But Rabbi Yossi is saying, despite the fact that she is exempt from the mitzvah of smicha, nevertheless, she's rashayis, she's allowed, if she so chooses, to fulfill this mitzvah. And the Gemara sees this smicha of Rabbi Yossi as a paradigm for all mitzvahs that women are exempt from, that they always have rishus b'yodam l'kaimon, although the Torah said they're exempt, they can take the initiative and fulfill and implement these mitzvahs, and that's called the Kiyuma Mitzvah. And our Tana, who says that they didn't object to Michal Bashol wearing tefillin, even though tefillin is a mitzvah seishas man groma and Shabbos is lavs man tefillin, that's because this Tana reflects the Shita Rabbi Yossi that Noshim Somchos Rishus. And therefore, Noshim Somchos Rishus applies to any mitzvah seishas man groma, any mitzvah that a woman are exempt from. And the Chachamim are not going to object because it's Rishus B'yodom L'kaimis HaMitzvah. And the Gemara really wants to prove that this is the right explanation of the Braisa. Dilo tema hachi. If you don't agree with me, if you can assume that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shelo azman groma, and that's why Michal was chayev in the mitzvah tefillin, and that's why they didn't object, then what are you going to do at the end of the braisa? Ishto shel yona isa ola leregel lo michu b'chachamim. Now, in the case of aliyah leregel, clearly the machayev of aliyah leregel is the regel, three times a year. The rest of the year, there's no mitzvah aliyah leregel. Is michal amad yomer regel lav mitzvah seishes by gromu? Is there anyone on the orbit of the earth that would hold that regel is a constant mitzvah? Aliyah leregel, it's 24/7 all year round. Like Hashavas Aveda or Makeh and so forth. So how could it be that the Chachamim did not object to the wife of Yonah, who would be Ola L'Regel? That's clearly a mitzvah seishes mind groma. No doubt that women are pturos. So that although you could have said that in the case of Michal and Tefillin, that was a mitzvah seisha einazman groma, because Shabbos man tefillin, and that's why they didn't object, because women are included in the mitzvah of tefillin. That's not going to help you to justify lo michu chachamim in the case of eisha es yonah, because regel is certainly a mitzvah seisha zman groma and oshim peturos. Ella, but rather we have no choice, but rather kasover the tana this brisa holds, that like Rabbi Yossi, smicha Noshim Sochos Rishus, and therefore any mitzvah that women are exempt from, because the mitzvah says my grandma like regel, is Rishus Biyodim Lekaimon, Hachinami Rishus. Now let's apply the same logic to Tefillin. And we're going to say that in the case of Michal Bashol, the reason why the Chacham did not make an objection is because, despite the fact that Tefillin is Zman Groma, because on Shabbos there's no mitzvah of Tefillin, but nevertheless, Noshim Sochos Rishus. And we apply this now to the case of Tefillin. And the Braisa is, according to Rav Yossi, who holds Smicha is Nashim Somchus Rishus, therefore Tefillin is also a Rishus. And although women are exempt from the mitzvah of Tefillin, they can, if they voluntarily opt to do so, fulfill the mitzvah of Tefillin. And that's because we're holding like Rabbi Yossi, that in general, whenever the Torah exempts a woman from a mitzvah, she can, under her own initiative, fulfill that mitzvah. We're not going to object, because it's always going to be a rishus. So again, we're defining now, according to this braisa, tefillin as a mitzvah, seishes zman groma, combining it, as it were, with the safer case of Aliyah L'Regel. It's a time-bound mitzvah, time-limited mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. We're going to have to look elsewhere to find and identify the Tana who holds like the Tanakam of our Mishnah here in Erevin, that there is a mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. We have not yet pinpointed down who is that Tana, and it cannot be the Tana of this Braisa, that Michal Bashol Hoysa Menachas Tefillin V'lo Michu Bal Chachamim, because that Lo Michu Bal Chachamim is despite the fact that Shabbos loves Man Tefillin, and therefore Tefillin is a Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, but rather reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that Noshim Somchos Rishus. Ela Hai Tanahi, and now the Gemara is going to quote another Braisa, and finally pinpoint which Tana, in fact it's going to be two Tanoim, hold that Shabbos is Zman Tefillah. I'll just read one of the notes here in the Masifta. He says, HaTorah Asra Lasos Melacha Bebehema Shehukdisha LeKarban V'afli Hishayin Aleha Lelot Tzareki Mitzvah Smicha Kol Be'Isr Zeh. So based on the Gemara in Chagiga, just leaning on an animal, if it's not lekiyum mitzvah hakarban, is asur. And once a person brings a karban, then he has a mitzvah to be somech olav b'kol kocho. But if he's not obligated in the Karban, or let's say he's not obligated in Smicha, then he violates the Isra of Avodah B'Kodshim. So Rabbi Yossi says that even though a woman is not obligated in Smicha, she's nevertheless allowed to be Somech on the Karban, and she doesn't violate the Isra of Avodah B'Kodshim. And she doesn't violate likewise the Isra of Bal Tosif. And Ein Omrim Shenireis Kemosifo, we're not going to say that it looks like she's adding an extra mitzvah. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara is going to extrapolate and, by analogy, derive the conclusion that Kemosha B'mitzvah Zu, Kach Gam B'kol HaMitzvah, Shenoshim Peturus Mem Das Rabbi Yossi Hi, Shein Rashoyos Le Kaimon. Even though you could have argued that maybe it's nira kamosif, but it's not nira kamosif according to Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda cholkim al Rabbi Yossi later on in the Brisa, so they hold that osalisha lismoch al karbana and osalisha lekayim achas mishar mitzvah sheptura bahen mishum sheniris kamosif mosif al mitzvahs. And that we'll see in Rashi. And Bir Shitas Rabbi Yossi, here we're going to express the Ravid's view and maybe a little bit of Rabbi Chanan's embellishment of the Ravid, that Rabbi Yossi holds Shekach nitna mitzvahs elu b'tor la'noshim b'tor chovel u'l'noshim reshuts. This is the way the Torah gave the mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs that women are exempt from. For men, it's obligatory. For women, it's a reshus. Milvad, hevdil zed, din anoshim shavel anoshim. Other than that, women have the same status as the men. And therefore, mutal anoshim lismoch ala karbon, smicha gmura b'chol kochon, v'chein rashoyos hein l'kayim mitzvos aseshes man groma, af biofen shel mole ha-mitzvah, hoya isur bedover. Mishum sha mitzvah nitna gam l'noshim, kamo she nitna l'noshim, el shehen rishus, v'eina mechuyovos, u'mekabun schar al asiyosa, v'eina noshim al bitula, because it's all optional and voluntary, whereas men are obligated. Nimtza, shel das Rabbi Yossi, kasher isha osa mitzvah kazu, yesh kan kiyum ha-mitzvah, v'hoil uv'mokum mitzvah lo nesar adover, therefore mut, l'das Rabbi Yehuda cholek olav, lo miskayemes kan mitzvah klal, v'isur b'mkomo omid. That's the way the Ravid understood it. And Tosus, on the other hand, disagrees with Rashi, and this is Tosus back on Daf Tzadivovam and Aleph Dibra Maskel Michal. It's also Tosin Chulin Pehei. And according to Tosus Lohita, Rabbi Yossi, L'noshim Smicha al-Korb M'chol Kochon, El-Rak Hanochas Yideim al-Rosh HaBehema. U'kmochein Lohita, L'noshim L'kayim Mitzvos Acheros, Shepturos Mehen, B'mokum Sheish Isur Torah, V'lo Nechlak Im Rabbi Yehuda, L'b'mokum Shebaasiyas HaMitzvah En Chashash Isur Torah, Eladalulos lovely day zilzol a mitzvah oli koshel be isur kagon bismicha banochas yadayim shaaf sheein baze isur harezen nirek avoda bekodesh mishum kach oser Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi matil inoshim lekayim es a mitzvah im yizharu milavar isur shel Torah. And it would seem that it could be according to this particular shita that Rabbi Yossi is only allowing Hanochas Yedeim al Rosh HaBehem. It might not be, as we said before, that in Rabbi Yossi's frame of reference, women get a full-fledged Kiyum HaMitzvah. But rather, we're not choshesh that she might come to some sort of an Isur Torah. But that needs clarification. And here he quotes in the Masifta, Machlokes Rishonim, as to whether a woman could make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's exempt from. Rabbeinu Tam holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, mutol enoshim levarach al kima mitzvah shein peturus mehen. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Hilchas Tzitzis per Gimel, paskins that einon mevarchos, and the Gra in his Bira Gra Torah Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Pei Tes, writes that Hu Mishum She'en Yecholos Lomar V'Einen Yecholos Lomas V'Tzivan. And the Brisker Rav had a different approach. He held that the reason why the Rambam would omit the bracha is because we don't even have a cheftz of a maisa mitzvah, if I remember correctly. The Shulchan Aruch actually paskins like the Rambam, Noshim Einu Mevorchas Klal. Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, Shenoshim Tevarchen Ali Atzmon, that even if they are fulfilling this mitzvah optionally, they will in fact recite the bracha. So we're up to Tzadivav Amid Beis, line 5, Elahai Tanahi, and that's where Mitzvah Shem will pick it up tomorrow.